Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good morning. This is Lanice Williams with another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where I highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. And this morning, this very early to me morning, I have Chris Burley here. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Chris is the Vice President of Sales for Quantum Tech Solutions. And Chris has been in the IT and telecommunications industry for over 10 years and has served in sales and project management capacities for industry powerhouses such as Verizon, AT&T, and IBM. Those are some pretty big companies, Chris.
They are.
So I'm going to read a little bit about Quantum Tech Solutions to our listeners before we get started, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
Great. Okay. Quantum Tech Solutions provides innovative and reliable cloud, business continuity, disaster recovery, and network technology solutions to businesses around the globe. Our IT consultants have over two decades of experience designing and deploying solutions to streamline business processes, optimize workforces, improve workflow, and help fuel growth. Our operations team is lean, concentrated, and understands customer relationships. This means dedicated project management, a much faster turnaround time for clients, and more personalized service during all phases. Quantum's nationwide sales force works with businesses of all sizes, industries, and geographical locations. We maintain a comprehensive and concentrated infrastructure of resources to meet client demands for architecting, implementing, and managing the end-to-end solution life cycle process. At QTS Innovation, innovation happens daily. I like that. Innovation happens daily. That's great.
Thank you. Pretty clever, huh?
Yeah, I like that. So I was reading that this business was just established last year and you already have two offices.
Exactly. So we were talking about it earlier. So the founder of the company and myself both worked for AT&T previously, and there were some changes made, you know, last year with their business. And actually, the founder was my sales manager at the time, or sales director, and he decided to go and start his own IT consulting company. He had around 22 and a half years with the company. I had about 3 years with the company, but I've also, you know, done stints at IBM and Verizon Business as well. So he basically recruited me over to his company as a vice president of sales. And basically what we're doing now is, you know, a lot of customer acquisition, you know, basically building the business from scratch. And so that's pretty much what we're doing, just getting the word out about, you know, our services and what we do and, you know, how we're benefiting small to medium business customers.
Awesome. So speaking of these small to mid-sized business customers, what are some of the challenges facing most of these businesses when it comes to technology and how they're actually using it in their business?
So that's really a great question. And, you know, some of the challenges that I'm seeing when I talk to clients is, for one, there's just so much technology out there that a lot of times customers don't know where to start. And so, you know, we talk to customers of all industries and verticals. You know, we deal a lot with law firms, financial services companies, manufacturers. And, you know, the biggest thing that we hear is that, you know, customers see a lot of the advertisements, things on the TV, things that, you know, you see online about cloud and how it could benefit your business and about streamlining and productivity. And a lot of customers just don't know which direction to go in.
Yeah, that's overwhelming just hearing you say all that.
Exactly. And so, you know, a lot of times when we're talking to clients, they have ideas about what they want to do with their business. They just need some direction and some guidance on which direction to go in first and what's going to give them the biggest bang for their buck. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I'm hearing is the cost, or the perceived cost, that sometimes customers see. It basically keeps them on the sidelines because they think they won't see the ROI from implementing some of the technologies. And so, you know, you really have to talk to customers about the benefits to their business and talk about hard costs as well as soft costs. So when you talk about hard costs, you know, that's your license cost, your network costs, you know, things that you get a bill every month for, basically. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about soft costs, a lot of customers ignore that because, you know, they look at the hard costs and they say, well, that seems pretty expensive versus what I'm doing now. But then you look at some of the soft costs that are involved, you know, like downtime, productivity loss, loss in their potential business, and also customer perception. So I've dealt with customers that they don't even really have a website, or they have email, but it may be a Gmail or a Hotmail. You know, how does that customer perceive you?
Right.
And so as business owners, you know, there's a lot of competition out there. You know, for most businesses, they're dealing with at least three competitors in their industry. And so you want to make sure you put the best foot forward when you present yourself to a potential customer.
So true.
And a lot of that is, how easy is it to do business with you? Are you able to be reached? You know, or if I call you, is it going to route me directly to your office? Is it going to send me to voicemail all the time? You know, how responsive are you when I need you? And so those are things that technology can assist with. And those are things that we're helping customers with. And then finally, I'm, you know, hearing concerns about downtime. A lot of customers are saying, well, if I implement this technology, how will that affect how I'm doing business today? You know, we can't afford to be down for any period of time. So for instance, if we're going to change out internet service providers, or if we're going to change our phone system, how does that impact our business? You know, we're a seven day a week, 24 hours a day business. We can't afford any, you know, downtime.
Right.
And then also, you know, do we have the right staff in place to manage this after you guys leave, essentially? You know, do we have an IT person that can, you know, implement this stuff and then keep it running once the, you know, the project is completed? And so that's some of the concerns that we're hearing from some of our customers.
This is some pretty big concerns.
Definitely. Definitely. And it's something that, you know, we're able to assist with.
So what type of assistance and solutions have you been able to help your previous clients with?
So I call it the three C's, essentially, and that's connectivity, cloud, and continuity. So on the connectivity front, think of that as your telecommunication services. So like your internet service, any site to site networking. If you're a multi-location customer with offices, you know, it could be spread across the United States, or you could even have some international locations, right? How do those offices connect to each other? How do you share data between those offices? Those are some of the things that we're helping with, as well as phone systems and, you know, wireless solutions, obviously smartphones, data tablets, things like that. Cloud, really looking to custom mobile applications, especially customers that have a field, you know, force, either sales force or technicians. You know, how do they make those guys more efficient? You know, tracking applications, things like that. And then hosted infrastructure. So basically data center outsourcing. So a lot of customers house their data center on site, either, you know, a data closet, or they may even have, you know, a room, or they could have a data center, or they could co-locate in another, you know, service provider's facility. And so you can basically outsource some of those functions, you know, at your application management, you know, your servers, your data storage, things like that. You can actually outsource that, turn it into an operational cost where you just pay a monthly fee for it. You don't have to maintain it. You don't have to manage it. It's not your headache. And it basically, you know, eases some of the customers' issues around maintaining their network. And for SMBs, that's really important.
So you guys would come in and basically say, this is what you need to do.
Exactly.
And then you just do it.
Exactly.
So you take all of the pressure, the headache, everything off the business owner. They can basically just now run their business.
Run their business. Exactly.
And that's the important part. They need to make their money.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the common ways businesses are using technology to impact their bottom line?
So there are several different things that companies are doing to streamline their operations, make things more efficient, and then also save on costs. So a lot of things that we're talking to customers about, or a big area of opportunity now for customers, is migrating their existing phone systems over to voice over IP or hosted voice. And so it's the biggest opportunity, I'll say, because a lot of the carriers now, your AT&T's, Verizon, CenturyLinks of the world, are migrating over to voice over IP services anyway.
It's a great savings.
It is a great savings. And a lot of customers don't understand the benefits of moving over to voice over IP, not just from a standpoint of call routing, not having to maintain a PBX anymore, not having to maintain a phone system anymore. It really is just a plug and play system at this point. But also the cost savings. When you look at a customer, I've seen customers that pay as much as $75 a line for a phone line. When you take that down to, you know, take about 75% off of that cost, you know, per line, that's a big savings, especially if you've got, you know, 10 or more lines in your office. You could definitely see the savings with that. You talk about unified communications that you have access to with a voice over IP platform, where you have find me, follow me features. For instance, I have one phone number that basically, if you call me, it rings my cell phone, rings my house phone and it rings my office phone all at the same time.
So you have no excuse, right?
No excuse not to pick up the phone, right? Mm-hmm. And so, and depending on which phone I pick up, you know, once I pick that phone up, the other one stop ringing, mm-hmm. right? So really, it's an anywhere application. And so you really are available at all times at this point. And I think as a business, you know, it's transitioned now to where it's almost like a you're always on type business atmosphere now. Mm-hmm. So you're always, your customers always expect to get in touch with you in some form or fashion, mm-hmm. whether it's email or phone. So mm-hmm. Voice over IP can definitely help with that. Another thing that we're seeing is fiber internet. So I'm sure pretty much anyone in Atlanta that reads the paper or keeps up with, you know, the news knows that Google Fiber is coming, mm-hmm. right? So Google Fiber is coming with a gigabit Ethernet connection for a very cheap price. Mm-hmm. And so for your SMB customer, that's an excellent opportunity to upgrade your systems. Mm-hmm. You know, we run into a lot of customers that are either their applications are running slow, their internet's running slow. And so they're looking for ways to increase bandwidth, allow their workers more access to internet connectivity to run the applications and things that they need to do, mm-hmm. As well as just run a more efficient business. And, you know, a Google Fiber or even AT&T now with their Gigapower service is coming out with a gig fiber connection as well. And so initially that's going to serve the metro Atlanta area, you know, pretty much midtown, downtown, Sandy Springs and the Smyrna, Cumberland area are the areas that are initially getting those services. So I would encourage any, you know, small to medium business owner in this particular area to look into that service because, you know, it gives you a lot of bandwidth for a super cheap price. So, that's definitely something that we're talking to customers about now.
That's your free tip for the day, right?
Free tip for the day. I won't even charge you for it. And then productivity applications. So, really when you talk about productivity, so you talk about, you know, Office 365, Google for Business. And, you know, we talk to customers and they're not so sure what that could do. A lot of them are running Exchange servers. And so they're coming up on their contract expirations. Mm-hmm. And so they're saying, what can we do? What are mm-hmm. our options? If you haven't looked into Office 365 or Google for Business, please do. Mm-hmm. So basically now you're getting, for a low monthly fee, you're getting access to your email. So basically your Exchange server without having to have the server in your physical environment. You're also getting access to applications like Word, Excel, mm-hmm. PowerPoint, things that you used to have to buy a license for each of those products. Mm-hmm. Now they're wrapping it up into the Office 365 mm-hmm. Application. And Google has a similar service as well. Some customers prefer the Google platform. Some customers prefer the Office 365 platform. It really is just a customer preference, and we can help with both.
What about you? What's your opinion? Is which one do you feel is better, or are they both?
Me personally, I'm kind of old school. Mm-hmm. So I was raised on Microsoft. Mm-hmm. So I'm very familiar with the product and I've used Google for Business as well. Mm-hmm. And I actually have a Gmail account as well. Mm-hmm. I just personally prefer Office 365. Mm-hmm. I'm a Word guy. I'm an Excel guy. Yeah, I'm a PowerPoint guy. You know, I'm a OneNote guy. So mm-hmm. I use all of their applications and basically I have one monthly service charge that I pay per month. Mm-hmm. I get access to all of those applications regardless of my device. Mm-hmm. So for instance, I have two laptops at home. My wife has a laptop. Mm-hmm. I have two cell phones mm-hmm. and I have two tablets mm-hmm. and all of those devices get the same services.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. And so then you can also have what they call OneDrive, which is basically a virtual hard drive. Mm-hmm. So you save all of your files to OneDrive. Mm-hmm. Each device has access to OneDrive. So you can just pull up all of your documents regardless of device.
Okay.
So if I have, you know, notes that I need to keep, or if I have a PowerPoint presentation, but I don't want to drag my laptop to a mm-hmm. customer presentation, I can fire it right up on my iPad. Mm-hmm. I can, you know, do whatever I need to do to it and, you know, send it off to a customer or use it in a presentation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just when you talk about productivity, those things really count. And it's something that we're talking to customers with on a daily basis, mm-hmm. especially small to medium business. Mm-hmm.
So you just gave the listeners and me more free tips, right?
They're right. Hey, that's what we're here for. And then finally, so software as a service is another big area of opportunity for small to medium businesses. And so when you talk about software as a service, mm-hmm. think of like Salesforce. Mm-hmm. You know, most customers are familiar with Salesforce, even though there are, you know, a bunch of applications or CRM applications that do the same functionality. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of people are familiar with Salesforce through their advertising. You know, and a lot of them are using applications like that for their customer relationship management, you know, notes from customers, keeping contact information. Mm-hmm. order information, things like that. And those those services are available online. So you basically don't have to get a license or have a server for it. Mm-hmm. It's web-based. So you simply log in and you're able to access those applications, which means you can also access it anywhere, which is important for business now because you don't want to necessarily be constrained to your computer at the office, right? Mm-hmm. If you're at home and you want to access information, you also want to be able to pull that up,
right,
regardless of the device you're on, mm-hmm. correct? So that's where SaaS comes in, or software as a service comes in. Also, SharePoint is a big one as well. So for companies that want to share information or, you know, share group information, projects, things like that, mm-hmm. a lot of them are using SharePoint kind of as an internal intranet for all of their company information. Mm-hmm. So it's a big area that we're talking to customers to as well.
Okay, so these customers, I'm sure there's some people out in the listening world right now mm-hmm. that want to hire you. What does the client engagement, the whole process look like, the cost, all of that?
Okay, well, the great thing about an initial engagement is that there's no cost to the customer. And depending on what they're getting from us, there may not be a cost involved at all as far as our engagement or having to pay us an hourly fee or something like that. So basically, we'll come out and do a free customer analysis. And what that means is we come to your office. We'll talk to you about, you know, things that are going on in your business, mm-hmm. Initiatives that you have in place or want to put in place, things that you think will benefit your business. You're just not sure which direction to go in and you're looking for some assistance. We can definitely sit down with you, do an overall analysis of the business and then tell you, okay, based on, you know, what you're saying, we think this is the best approach to use. And then we're partnered with over 40 vendors in the industry, that do pretty much everything IT, telecommunications related. So, you know, we've got very good partnerships in the industry. And so if it's something where we don't know, someone in our network knows. Mm-hmm. And so we can always take that information back and we can even get those folks engaged in the conversation. And so pretty much you're engaged with an expert that, you know, has done what you're trying to do before and has successfully implemented it, installed it, you know, got it up and running, and we've got success stories to talk about it. Mm-hmm. So for a customer, it's a pretty good deal, especially SMB. You know, a lot of them don't have time to really delve into IT issues. They really just are concerned with running their business, making their business more efficient, mm-hmm. and squeezing the most out of every, you know, operational dollar they possibly can.
Definitely.
And we can definitely help with that.
So it sounds like you're kind of like that company. If we can't help you, we know someone.
Exactly. We can get the right folks engaged, you know, regardless of the issue. And so, you know, even if it's something that I didn't discuss today, don't hesitate to reach out to me and say, hey, you know, I didn't hear you say anything about, you know, whatever, but this is something that we've got going on that, you know, we're trying to get some help with. Mm-hmm. And I'll definitely, you know, assist you with that. If I don't know the answer, I'll find somebody that knows the answer and we'll mm-hmm. help you out.
Definitely. That's awesome. So why should a company reach out to a technology consultant as opposed to just a vendor?
The biggest thing with reaching out or a company trying to reach out to vendors on their own, and you know, customers do that. The benefit of using a consultant is that you don't have to worry about going to multiple vendors, shopping, you know, different solutions, talking to different sales reps, having to deal with that whole process that's involved with selecting a solution.
More time out of your schedule.
Exactly. And most people, you know, it takes hours really to try to research a solution. Mm-hmm. You have to sit on a conference call with the sales rep who wants to take you through every bit and bite of things they have to offer you. And, you know, you're going to be getting follow-up calls and emails from them on a daily basis. Hey, where are you with this? You know, are you still interested? And if you talk to 5 or 6 vendors, that can become a headache. Mm-hmm. And having to follow up with those vendors and things like that, where a consultant helps is that we take all of that off your plate. Mm-hmm. And so you tell us what the end goal is, you tell us what the initiative is, and we'll help you from, you know, beginning to end. And so you let us handle that for you, and put in place, you know, the solution that you want at the best price, because we're not beholden to any company, right? So we're partnered, like I said, with over 40 vendors, and we go with what the customer wants. We're not trying to slam a product down anybody's throat. Mm-hmm. We're not trying to sell you something you don't need or want. It's all about the customer as far as we're concerned. And so, you know, with a true IT consultant, you know, we're there to help the business. We're not there to help ourselves.
That's awesome. I like that.
Thank you.
So clearly you guys have a passion for helping businesses.
Definitely.
And you know your stuff, but what else sets you apart from other technology consultants?
I would say our personal approach. So I think at our company, you know, you're more than just a number. You're a company, you know, we take pride in getting to know you and your business. Mm-hmm. And we try to establish a long-term partnership before and after the project is completed. You know, I think a lot of times, you know, you may be working with a specific consultant and, you know, you're working with someone one day and then they're gone. And then mm-hmm. now you've got a new person you have to talk to and try to get familiar with. We really have a family environment at our company. And so, you know, if you're talking to Chris Burley and you're working with Chris Burley, you're pretty much going to work with Chris Burley for however long, you know, mm-hmm. that you want to. So, we really take a personal approach with our customers. Also, our experience and industry knowledge. So combined, we have over 100 years of combined experience in the industry. And, you know, it's with, you know, best of breed, you know, companies, AT&T, Verizon, IBM, definitely. And so forth. So, you know, these are companies that we've worked with. We know the ins and outs. We know the systems. A lot of us still have relationships with, you know, folks that are still there. So when it comes to, you know, after the project is completed, if you've got an issue, you know, you want to engage someone that's able to move it up the chain, right? Mm-hmm. So you don't want to have to hassle and, you know, call AT&T and try to figure out, okay, well, who's going to get this done for mm-hmm. me? You call us and let us handle it. And then, you know, we've got relationships there that we can push it up the chain if we need to, get executives involved, you know, really escalate it and get it solved.
I love it. So, and I think you mentioned one key word, which was relationships.
Right.
I think so many people, they fail to realize that when they're working with a consultant, it doesn't have to be like a one-time gig.
Right.
You know, they'll likely need you months from now, maybe a year from now, a couple
exactly.
years from now. So it's really important, you know, like you said, to establish those relationships so that they feel like family.
Exactly. And that's the service after the sale, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, and that's a big thing with us, because it's something that, as I've worked for various companies, that was something that I saw that was lacking, mm-hmm. was the service after the sale.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of times an account executive will come in and they'll talk a good game and say, you know what, we'll do this for you, we'll do that for you. And then you order it, it gets installed, and then you start having issues and that account rep has disappeared.
Like, where are
they? Don't work there. They don't work there anymore. They left you hanging. And so now you're like, okay, now what?
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got another account rep that's calling you behind that one and saying,
and they
hey,
have no idea what's going on.
Exactly. Hey, let me talk to you about your network and let me talk to you about our great products. And you're like, well, I just bought a product that doesn't work. You know, I've heard that so many times.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the benefit of working with an IT consultant is that we don't change. We don't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if your rep goes somewhere after a year of working with them, we're still here,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's kind of the benefit of really working with IT consultants is that, like I said, it's a relationship.
Yeah.
It's not just a one-time deal.
Mm-hmm.
We're there for the long haul.
I like it. So what have you guys, I know you're fairly new. It seems like you've been pretty busy, but what have you done to really get the word out about your business?
Well, we're definitely in marketing phase right now. We're partnering with various, you know, carrier partners, folks that are direct employees, working alongside their sales teams and,
mm-hmm.
and working with customers. We're also, you know, doing some marketing on our own. So we're doing some social media marketing. You know, I'm getting, you know, my LinkedIn page and stuff up to speed and my Twitter account. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'll be posting, you know, updates and things like that, product enhancements, just news that a lot of customers may want to take advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, something that I've noticed recently is that a lot of customers are doing their own research
yeah.
before they even reach out to a vendor.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I think a lot of times it's about having the right information at the right time for a customer. And so that's something that we're working on now, is just really getting our social media up to speed and making sure that the information that comes out is information that we pass along to customers that may need that
mm-hmm.
either at that time or maybe even at a later time.
Right.
It's just something that they could use. You know, and when the time comes and they're ready to make a move, then they say, hey, Chris, you know, I saw that you posted an article, you know, 4 months back, and
mm-hmm.
it's something that I want to talk to somebody mm-hmm. about. You know, do you have some time?
Yeah, people appreciate that content.
Definitely.
Valuable content it's priceless.
Exactly.
And, you know, I say that a lot of times, especially to a lot of my, you know, small to mid-sized clients.
Right.
A person may not need you right now.
Right.
You know, you're dealing with, let's say 50% of the people in the room may need you at some point.
Right.
10% of them are going to need you right now.
Exactly.
But you still have to worry about that other 40. You don't know when they're going to come back. You don't know when they're going to need you.
Exactly.
So just keep giving them the information.
Exactly.
You know, keep letting them know that you know your stuff. And when they need you, you're going to be the first person on their mind.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's really, you know, my goal and my role really right now is just to get the word out and to make customers aware of who we are as a company and what we have to offer. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this radio program helps. So it's just, you know, small things that we're doing to kind of spread the word and let people know who we are and mm-hmm. what we do.
That's great. It's a great service. So.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
yeah,
so it'll happen. Anytime you're helping people.
Exactly.
The business will come.
Exactly.
So get ready. You'll be back on this show 6 months from now with a whole team. The room will be full.
Exactly. There we go. That's what we're looking for.
So tell our listeners how they can learn more about you.
Okay, excellent. So our website is qts-us.com. Pay us a visit there. I'm on LinkedIn, so it's Chris Burley, B-U-R-L-E-Y, on LinkedIn at QTS or Quantum Tech Solutions. I also have a Twitter handle, or actually it's Technology Chris. My Twitter handle is something
like
different,
that.
But if you search, thank you. If you search for Technology Chris on Twitter, you'll pull me up. I'll be on that page. And we have a Facebook page as well. So if you're on Facebook, look up Quantum Tech Solutions. We have a Facebook page. If you like our page, we're posting updates and things like that on the page as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for
thank
sharing
you.
Information about the business.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
I'm really interested in this. You know, it's always interesting doing this type of work because
right.
I run across businesses that sometimes you just don't even think exist.
Right.
So,
right.
So it's good to have the opportunity for me to meet you and
definitely.
For other people to learn about it as well.
Absolutely.
So thank you.
Thank you.
So this is Lanice Williams. I am signing off on another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where I highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. Until next time.